Okay. I don't know why these people are not ready. 0609.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I think I like the fact that you were honest about the tape that you were talking about, I think, to spread out the end. Why do you think that it was only the Barb spreading it and no one really else?
Because that's where I've seen it the most, and I really honestly think that it came from Tasha Gay, honestly. That's what I believe, because this is like stuff that was kind of played in court, too. So I just feel like that was like a way to try. I was getting a lot of numbers last month talking about that stuff. So I felt
like reporting on it, like actually like posting it on like, you know, the little Barb pages, do the videos. Like they were like the only ones reporting the tape of you.
For the
I didn't
most
really
part.
See like any really main channels. Yeah.
For the
That's
most
what
part,
I find
yeah.
kind of interesting. Like they say that they don't like you, but they all watch you. They watch your every move. They watch everything that you tweet. It's kind of the same thing like with Megan Cardi. Like they claim that they hate them, but they watch everything they do, what they chart, what they tweet. They make videos about them. And actually the videos that they make about Cardi and Meg actually do better than Nicki videos. And I have one
well,
thing. Yeah, honestly it does. And I don't honestly, what she said about Nicki, I don't think she changed. I think that, I think it's all an act. I think she's just going to come back being the same way. I think she's being humble because she has something coming out now. I think she's just going to be throwing shots like she normally does. That's what she does. And I think the reason she brought Lil Baby is because she needs to chart, honestly. I mean, if you're a queen, you come back on your own. You stand on your own. What do you think?
Well, no. Lil, let's be honest here. Lil Baby, if she's going to come out with a lead single and she hasn't been out in over 3 years, you need someone to help you usher out. It's no different, no shade, it's no different from when Cardi B came out with WAP after Press kind of flopped a little bit, and she hadn't been out for a minute. Then she got Meg Thee Stallion, and they did WAP. Mind you, Meg Thee Stallion was running. It just gives you that extra boost. Like, sometimes it's better to come out with somebody. That's just no different than Lizzo getting Cardi B to help her come out. It's no different than Normani getting Cardi B to help usher her out. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
So I think
yeah,
it's smart
think
for Nicki to do that.
Yeah, but don't you – I mean, I agree with everything you're saying, but don't you think they're smaller compared to Nicki? Like, Nicki is – she's on a higher level. That's what I mean as far as, like, needing someone. Like, if you're going to say, like, okay, like a Cardi or a Meg, I could get that or a Lizzo. You're talking – Nicki, she's like Beyonce up there with all those people. Like, she should come back on her own, I think. But I honestly
yeah,
think
but at the same
think...
time, though. But at the same time, let's be clear, though. The game has changed. Nicki also is a little bit older. While she's talented, she's 39. She's 40. Like, you might need a little baby energy. Like, he's hot right now. Why wouldn't you get that energy? You'd be a fool not to.
Yeah, I agree. But I think if everyone else can hold their own down, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, people always complain that everyone else needs features, but she's literally been given features. And, I see the comments, people, oh, they hate Nicki. No one hates her. You know what I'm saying? I don't hate someone I don't know. It's the fact that if everyone else could do it on their own, she should be able to do it. And they're saying, well, oh, he's the hottest rapper. But if she's the queen, she should be able to come on her own. You know what I'm saying? I think she's using him for radio, just, you know. He is a hot rapper, but I think that's what Nicki does. She hops on anybody that's hot. Dear Song was hot before she got on it. Then she, you know, then she got on the single like it was her song and it wasn't. Everybody else, you know, it's like who's the hottest? That's who she's going to gravitate to is who's the hottest. The true test is once what the song will do, and when you get on your own, can you chart on your own? When she actually has her own single.
I think this is a good strategy because this is going to go on her album, right? So she's going to put this record out with Lil
single,
Baby.
Right?
Yeah, this
is
one
a lead?
Of these. Yeah, I think she's even putting out two of them. And, you know, so I think with this being said, this is giving a lead single. So I think after this, she wants to see how this works. Then we'll probably get a solo one from her. I mean, ideally, because this is going on her album. You know, so I don't mind her coming out with Lil Baby. This is good. This is good. Like, this is good.
Yeah, but what about when she came out with Drake and Lil Wayne? And I think I don't remember what number, but what makes the fans think that this is going to go number one And isn't Drake and all them bigger than Lil Baby? And she couldn't even crack the top 10 with him? And this is no hate. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? I like all the girls. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll call everyone out. Like, you know, just like, you know, I think, honestly, the Barbs just, you know, they just hate anybody that doesn't praise her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like all three of the girls. I like all three for different reasons. You know what I'm saying? Like, all they want to do is, like, tell you what she's done, she's this. But like you said, she needs to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a fact. I think you're the only one out of all the channels, you're the only one that keeps it real. That's why they watch you, because you're not going to sugarcoat anything.
No, I'm not. Thank you so much, though, you know, boo. We got to keep it moving.
Bye.
Thank you for calling in. Bye. All right. Someone says, Carla Scott says, I'm on, love you, but Nikki has served. I believe this song would not stick. Nikki's pen is in repeat. It's truly tiresome to listen to Nikki having a problem in every song. We need a happiness, not beef. Okay. Let me take another call. 6650, you're live on the air.
And it's in repeat. It's truly tiresome to
turn me down
to
in the back. I have to turn me down in the back. 7533, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Armand, you the dumb pussy bitch.
Why would you do that? Come on. All right. 1105, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello.
Hey.
This is my first time calling, so excuse me.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous. I love your show. But as like a music fan, I can definitely see why this Lil Baby collab with Nicki is like the cheat code under Drake, under a Drake or Kanye collab. Lil Baby has a fan group that actually streams his music and buy his music. And he's literally everywhere, all over the charts. So, you know, that would be the thing to do to get the attention off of the court stuff and all of that, and to get the momentum back rolling with Nicki. Yes, she's the queen, and yes, her flow is, like, sick. She can out-rap, like, half of the guys in the game, but for some reason, the Barbs, they just don't put their money where their mouth is. So why not collab with Lil Baby? So that's all I have. I don't want to take up too much of your time. But
no problem. Thank you for calling in. Okay, bye. All right, let's take another call. 7789.
Hello, Armand.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Absolutely a high fan of yours. I do watch your show from time to time.
Okay.
But I'm not here to be disrespectful because I don't believe in that. But I kind of feel a little, with your commentary, I kind of feel a little confused when you try to, it seems like you try to uplift the other girls above Nicki. And I mean, I don't understand why you do that. Because I mean, let's face it. Let's look at what you just said. When you talk about, okay, Meg is here, Meg is this, Meg is that, Cardi is here, Cardi is here, Cardi is that. But I mean, let's look at their last numbers. What did Lip just do? Where did that fall?
Okay, so I'm confused. Where did you hear me tonight uplifting anyone against Nicki Minaj?
You just basically said the girl's not going anywhere. She can't compete. But I'm like, what is she competing
with? I didn't say that. I never said that.
You did.
I never said that Nicki was not going anywhere and she could not compete.
I did not say that. No, I didn't say that, Armand. I said you said that she couldn't compete. Like, Meg isn't going anywhere. Cardi is here to stay. Cardi dancing.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, because I have to be able to talk. Okay, so boom. Megan Thee Stallion is not going anywhere. Megan Thee Stallion is now. She is like, a party is not a party without Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion is, what, 25, 26 years old? She's a hot young girl that can really, really rap. She's a rapper's rapper. She's hot. She says she's got 3 or 4 Grammys. Maybe she doesn't have all the sales, the charts. But Nicki doesn't have, it's not just a charting girl like that either. Let's be very clear. Okay? So Megan Thee Stallion is definitely here, and she's rapping with everybody. Okay? She takes over every single summer. Cardi B definitely not going anywhere. She has over 5 number one records. She's Grammy Award winning. She has diamond records, platinum records. She's not going anywhere. Cardi B is still going to come out and have a platinum diamond freaking album. Like, it doesn't, like, so what I'm saying is Nicki Minaj is realizing that nothing that those girls do takes away or should take away from the work that she's put in. What I'm saying is when she has done her interviews, I could tell that she's realized that, listen, just because they're doing this over there and they're doing great things doesn't take away from me, which make me feel like before she thought that by these girls getting these things, at some point it somehow took away from what she was doing. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we have to understand that Nicki just lost her father too, and I have not yet to hear you mention that. So it wasn't just her sitting back and not doing it. She's been dealing with a lot. Let's just be clear. And I like how you decided to throw the court stuff into the mix. And yes, she's been dealing with that, but she's also lost her father in the midst of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of absurd that you would even put these women in the same caliber as Nicki Minaj. When Nicki first came out, let's be honest, we were still buying CDs in the store. Had these girls came out in that era, sir, they would not be charted. I'm just going to be honest. They would not be. Ain't nobody out there buying no Cardi B CDs. Streams are one thing. But let's just be honest. You say Grammys, 3 Grammys. Okay, well, if Meg has gotten 3 Grammys, where has her numbers been since then? And her Grammys were riding off the back of the Beyonce. So I'm just trying to understand, sir, where are these accolades matching up with the numbers and the work that they put in? Let's pull up Lit. What did those numbers do? Let's pull up Rumors. What did those numbers do? Let's pull up Wildfire. What did those numbers do? I mean, let's just be honest. But that's all I have to say on my.
Okay, I appreciate you calling me.
I want to make sure that Demetri stay on top. Bye.
Bye. Child. Well, I didn't bring up Nicki's father because, I mean, she didn't really bring that up and talk about it. When she talked, if you watch the interviews, when she talked about how she was feeling insecure, and she talked about how she needed to get back to the basics, and she talked about how overthinking a lot. These are all things that she said in the interview, and you guys get mad at me for intuitively picking up on this years ago. But if you are a true Nicki fan, then you know she said this in her interviews. Just because I didn't play them here right now, because I don't want to get copyrighted, she said these things. So I don't know what y'all are talking about. Thank you, Bebby. Bebby, what about when she flopped with Youngboy after her pregnancy hiatus? Beyonce's blonde. Okay, five. Okay. I'm going to get you right now. Facts is Barb's want everyone to hate the new girls and only praise Nicki. It's a delusion for me. Thank you, Lemon Pepper. 0990. Let me get you. Hello? You break it up. I can't hear you. Oh, I can't hear you. Call back. Dang it, man. It's not good. Shoot. Okay. 0358, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, so I really don't have much to say about Nicki because she really hasn't been that girl for me since the Pink Print. And like you said, everyone's time has to come to an end one way or another. I feel like a lot of the hate that these new rap girls get is because the Barbs are afraid that their queen will fall off, which is inevitable. And as far as Megan Thee Stallion and her longevity and the music business, I do believe that she's here to stay, but at this point she hit a ceiling. She's just that party club type of vibe. And seeing her Doja's able to sit at every table in the cafeteria. Megan's just, you know, in her little hot girl table. And that's all I have to say.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. But I love Megan Thee Stallion. So I think Doja Cat is a great artist, but I don't care to hear Doja Cat out at a party. For me. That's just me. I mean, I mean, she comes on. That's cool. But, like, I think Doja Cat is an overall phenomenal artist. But Megan Thee Stallion is a great performer. I think she's a great performer as well. She performs hard. She works hard. She's a good time. Like, when I want to hear, when I like, she's 20, what, 26, 25? Like, she's doing her thing. Like, mm-hmm. I think Meg is dope. Maybe it doesn't translate through sales, but I mean, let me tell you something. Out of everybody out right now, from Cardi, Doja Cat, Nicki, I don't care. Pick a girl. Megan Thee Stallion is the hottest thing in the club. Like, I'd rather hear a Megan Thee Stallion song over anybody right now. No shade.
Okay, yes, Megan is hot, but let's say 20 years from now, like, does she have a classic? Does she have something that's going to really stamp her in hip-hop history? Like, what is
Maybe not yet. Maybe we don't know. I don't feel like I've heard it yet, but I mean, she's still working.
Okay. Well, I'm going to head on off, but one thing I do want to say, you know, watch out for my girl, Dream Doll. She's coming. Yeah. Anyways, bye.
Oh, wow. You ended with that? Bye. Wait a minute. You ended with that? Are you kidding me? So this is what we're dealing with tonight? Okay, yeah. I'm not doing this. I'm not going to do this. We're ending it with that? You go from Doja Cat to saying Meg ain't nothing, and then to finish, watch out for Dream Doll? Okay. Yeah. I'm finna go ahead and hang out because this is getting crazy. 4249.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I wanted to kind of touch up on, I've seen an interview that she just did, Nicki Minaj, and she was back to the pink wig and the Barbie chain, and I'm like, okay, she looked like she got a glow about her. But honestly, I feel like Nicki is not really going to elevate like she needs to until she let go that grudge. Her and Cardi B, they have a lot of impact over a lot of women, and they need to realize that until one of them be the bigger person and, you know, squash this beef, all the internet bullying, the Barbs, Barty gang, a lot of people will be, you know, okay, once y'all get rid of that hatchet, because I feel like Nicki was in, I think she was in postpartum depression and, you know, worried about all the other girls, like you said, because it's just like, I noticed, like, on her Instagram, most of the time she would just show all her old videos or repost old songs. And I used to think, like, mm-hmm. you ain't going to post no new music, you ain't going to post no new songs. Like, all her old good songs, it's like she'll keep reposting them, like, living in the moment. And all the Barbies mm-hmm. like, yay, Nicki, we love it. And I'm just like, why are you not posting no new music? Like, you keep promising them documentaries and all of these things, but you haven't done it yet. So I feel like you're right. She's at that point where she realized, you know what, I'm going to do my own thing. People still love me. She got past the fact that other women are exceeding. Like you said,
yes.
It's going to be other women now. I have to play nice. So I feel like as soon as her and Cardi B decide to bury that hatchet and do something together, I think it'll be a phenomenal moment for hip-hop because, like I said, they don't realize some people worship y'all. Y'all have to realize not everybody has common sense. There's a lot of people that worship y'all, stalk y'all pages, harass the next person, harass other people online for liking you. They know they have that type of impact on people. So for y'all to come together positive and be like, hey, you know what? It's a new year. We're both moms. You know, we both, you know, it don't matter who say who was wrong, but I just feel like that's to be done. It's like, okay, you're coming back out, but we also need you to go ahead and let your people know, hey, we're supporting other women now. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? If you mm-hmm. can support me and not disrespect all the other women now. Hey, you can listen to other people. You don't have to just listen to me. I just feel like, you know, once they bury that hatchet, because you notice every time Cardi B posts something, he come to Barts. Every time Nicki Minaj posts something, he come Barty gang. It's like a game, to be honest. Like, both of them are games. I like both girls. I just feel like she's not going to really excel the way she needs to be until she just, you know what I'm saying, just be like, hey, this, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how to, you know what I'm trying
to
say.
No, you said it. You said it. Thank you so much.
But I feel like this is the year that you need to drop it. Be the bigger person. You're a woman. We understand that you got jealous. Like, you want to make every single reason for why you didn't like her, why y'all got into it, how you felt. But if you got to a point where you're crying in the interview, you was hurt by something other than the little situation. Your feelings
were
hurt.
All right, Carla, we got to, okay, oh, thank you so much. We got to keep it wrapped. We got to wrap it up. Sorry, boo. I'm sorry. I had to wrap you up. 1420, it was getting long-winded. I tried to give you the 5-second cue. Okay, 1424, thank you so much. I love you for calling. I promise you I do. 1424.
Armand,
yes.
These people are crazy.
What happened?
Like, sometimes when these people call in, I have to just look at my phone like, what are y'all talking about? The caller is talking about you never give Nikki her flowers. I'm like, this video is literally titled, Nikki will have an iconic moment. Like, I'm like, what?
It's just like, people, once they decide they don't like you, they've just decided that. That's why I don't even fight it. Like, girl, you just don't like me, girl. It's fine.
Girl, I'm like, what is going on? And then the caller is saying, oh, this is about Megan. And they had the nerve to say, Dream Doll.
Look out for Dream Doll.
I'm not getting them in the car saying, put that Dream Doll on. I'm not doing that.
No.
That's all I had to say. I'm looking at my phone like, what is going on? That's all I had to say.
Child, thank you. Thank you. It's crazy out here. 3573, you live on the air.
Real quick,
let me read. Hey, let me read this super chat real quick. Black Bougie Beauty says, the growth, Armand. Love the commentary and wish that February brings in new opportunities, expansions, and blessing unto you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you for that. All right, 3573, you're live on the air.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm not going to take up too much time, but I want to say I am a fan of all of the girls. I love Nikki, Cardi, and Megan, and I slap Meg every day. But I think with Nikki, and I'm in my early 30s, so I used to listen to her all the time when I was in my 20s. I just feel like it's great that she has a feature with Lil Baby, but I think that she should start, like, stepping into other opportunities, like maybe acting. She was in Barbershop or one of them Barbershop movies. She was pleasant there. I think that that'll give her the opportunity to kind of clear up her reputation of being a mean girl. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, I love all of them, but I've heard things about her, you know, just through the media, her just not being very pleasant to work with. And I think that that's what she needs to start focusing on now. Like, she can move into another sector and be just as great. And let the young girls do what they do, and then she could pop out, you know what I mean, and, you know, drop a song or album here and there, because we still want the music from her. We love her. But at the same time, it's like, okay, you are getting older. Things have changed, you know. Let the young girls do what they do. You pop out on your queen stuff and then go back to acting or whatever it is that you're doing.
But I think she's kind of trying to do that now. This is her way of indirectly but directly kind of introduce that. Maybe, like, she's testing out a couple of things with this video, because this video is kind of like a mini, like, series show, like a mini little Power. So she's acting in this video that's coming out. So we will be able to see that. So make sure that you call in Friday or Thursday night. Friday morning when the video drops and we go live and talk about it. Because perhaps she is doing some acting here, because in the interview she said that she was trying out a little acting. So I think that you're onto something, and so she might be trying that out, and that is a good look for her.
All right, well, I'm going to hop off because I know you got a lot of callers, but thank you.
Yes, I do, Chow. Thank you so much. Bye. Tierra Bolden says, the question is, will Nikki remain consistent this time? Because she always gives the Barbs a song or two, then poof. She disappears and is gone for another 6 to 8 months. Just gone retire and stop throwing shots at the new girls. That's what she said. All right, we're going to take a couple more, then we're going to wrap up, okay? Let's see. Bro. 6642, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hi. Oh, I didn't know. I feel like somebody's going to say something crazy. 0323, you live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Great show.
Thank you.
Wanted to say really quick, addressing the leaked audio clip. If this is the video that I think it is of you, I'm not going to, like, go into detail. I think that the way that you expressed yourself tonight was very mature. I feel like you handled it very well. I agree with the caller that said literally the title of today's show is Nicki Minaj is going to be iconic. I didn't see where you were being disrespectful or anything to Nicki. I do want to clarify something really quick because I'm from New York and Cardi B is from New York. It's always really annoying when people bring up, say, that she doesn't like black women and say that she calls someone a roach. Being from New York, calling somebody a roach has nothing to do with race at all. It's just you calling somebody dirt, you calling them a bum. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Anyways, I love you, Armand. Have a good night.
Thanks for calling in. All right. 5633, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that I don't think Cardi B is black. Why are we trying to have this mixed-race Latina considered to be black? She's a mixed-race Latina.
Right? Yeah, I'm not finna argue that right now. I cannot do that. I don't. Honestly, I don't know.
We know the truth. You were so real in your last video, and now it seems like you flip-flopped. And that's what bothers me about you, because I'm like, what the hell?
Well, no, because it's not – because you didn't hear what I – nigga, did you – like, this is what sends me about y'all. It's not a flip-flopping. Nigga, I literally just told you I went to Colombia to go get veneers, and I seen people on there that was blacker than me speaking Spanish.
Yes,
the niggas is
that's
black.
That's like the America.
So I don't know.
That's like America.
But you want me
that's
to
like
go
America.
Ahead and give you
we
like
have
you want,
black,
but,
white, and
so
mixed race
so,
people.
So if that woman is black, is she black? I seen the black. Like y'all
race.
Want me to
she's
say
not
something?
Black. She's mixed race. She's mixed.
Listen. So then,
she's a
what I'm trying to tell you
we don't
is
like
so
mulatto.
If so if
we
you
don't
know
like
that, I don't know.
She's mulatto. Ask
okay.
Her.
Well,
she's mulatto. And I
so
agree
what
with
I'm,
you, like.
But what I'm saying is y'all want me to know. I don't know. I really don't give a damn. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well,
like,
it sounds like
why
you were backtracking the black thing on this video. And I'm like, why is he saying this? If you don't know, why are you saying this? We could clearly tell she's a mixed race Latina, but you don't want to see that.
No,
I don't know
you
why.
Want, you don't want to hear what I said. This is why it's like it really sends me because it's like, girl, and I just told you, I went to New York. I hadn't been since then. I went and I experienced it. Then I went to Colombia and I experienced it. So now I'm all confused.
Okay, let's go
I don't
to
know.
Thing,
okay.
Can we talk about Nicki, please?
Yes.
Because, like, honestly, and I know your callers are going to hate, I'm like a huge Lil' Kim fan, but whatever, her time is gone, but she is the queen bee of rap. And I feel like Lil' Kim already put a hex on her. She said, till you do right by me, and pay me my money for stealing my whole style, my whole swag, your career is going to be, like, ruined. So I think it would be a perfect idea for her to go against Lil' Kim so the Beehive and the Barbs can finally see who's on top. Lil' Kim has a catalog. I mean, oh, my God, we don't even have to debate that. So I think that would be perfect for Nicki, and that will gain I will have much more respect for her if she was to do that. And because she looks bitter by hating on Lil' Kim. It was like, no reason for you to come out. We all know how Nicki Minaj came up. And because she came up that way, she's always going to be looked at as, like, bitter, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why
until
I think that
right.
she needs to definitely do the verse. If you want to know my opinion, I think that Lil' Kim and Nicki Minaj are already speaking behind the scenes. And I think that they've been cool for quite some time.
Yeah, I kind of like... I started liking her when she had her baby. It seemed like she had her baby and she turned into a new woman after she had her baby. But before that, she was always petty and throwing little shots. And she's not – if she was a G about it, I would love her. But she's – Nicki Minaj is a scary cat. She's not gangsta at all. So it's just like, I hate the way she moved. But now since she has a baby, you know, she can turn a new leaf. She just needs to pay Lil' Kim, period.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Okay, child, y'all are wearing me out. Okay, let me see. Kimberly J says, thank you for the super chat. She says, much love, Armand. I always love your commentary. Thanks for always keeping it classy. Even you are try. There's enough room for each of these ladies to shine, and we can always have our own preferences without tearing down the competition. Absolutely. 9348. I'm coming for you. 9348. Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hey, yes.
Hi. Okay, I do. Okay, it's been a minute since I've called in because the last time I called in, somebody said I was going to be the R word and kidnapped, so it kind of scared me a little bit. But,
okay.
I just want to acknowledge. Yeah, I know it was crazy. And I think it has something to do with Cardi versus Nicki too. But anyway, I just want to acknowledge the fact that people should be allowed to like grow and change. You know, there are certain things that we think when we're younger, and then as you get older, you realize like, wow, I was kind of like ignorant to the fact of this. So like, when it comes to like the Afro-Latina stuff, I'm also a person who's kind of very confused when it comes to that, because like, they're so pro-black and it almost comes off as they're pro-black when it's convenient versus like them actually being pro-black, you know, like on a day-to-day basis. So mm-hmm. I just want to say like, I'm not going to personally judge you for that because like people grow and you learn things and you move on in life, right? So you evolve. Secondly, I do think that this will be a great thing for Nicki. Like coming back and just like not competing. Yeah, everybody's like, it was a caller who said like called you out trying to say like you were trying to make them compete or saying that Nicki couldn't compete. I didn't get that at all. I feel like what you were saying is that everybody has a chance to shine and like it's not just like Nicki doesn't have to feel like she has to overpower these girls. You know, she doesn't have to be
yeah.
the only one. So, to be honest, for a decade she was the only one. They tried with Iggy. Wasn't nobody listening to that. They probably had, like, a few little other girls mixed in there. But, like, for a long time, it was really just Nicki. And, like, I think that this whole experience with, like, Cardi and Megan and Doja, it's, like, allow there to be room for more than one. But it's, like, just because Cardi is a star does not mean that your star is diminished. So that's true. I'm sorry, Mom, but I like Doja more than Megan. And it's not because I feel like Megan can't rap or she's not a good rapper. It's more like Doja gives like versatility. Like she is similar to like the old Nicki. Nicki could do a song about love. She could be a gangbanger the next minute. She could have her heart broke. Like Nicki was all of that. Megan kind of has this like one sound where it's just like rah rah, like right. So I kind of prefer Doja in that way. And I'm not gonna lie, all this bad publicity around Megan has kind of tainted how I view her with the Tory Lanez and the 1501 and signing to Jay-Z behind her record label's back and things like that. Like, that's why I feel like
when it comes with Doja, I feel like Doja, I can either, like, I can just go to her concert and be, like, crying and singing. And I'm doing a lot more singing than I am turning up. I feel like at the Megan party, baby, it's me and my homeboys and my girlfriends and it's, boy, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, we lit in that. You know, it's just like, it's a different vibe for me.
But that's
and
what
I just,
saying, Armand.
I'm more
Megan
of a Megan
like
Thee Stallion.
Yeah, that, but that's what I'm saying. Megan is like that turn up rapper. Could you hear Megan on a ballad about breaking, like, getting her heart broke? You know, it's like that type of versatility. She's definitely the turn up girl. Listen, I listen to her when I'm in the mood to turn up.
I like her bagel. She's got a cute song. Like, I don't want to hear her sing, but she's got the song Bagels. That's a relationship song. Bagels is a very cute song on Something for the Hotties. I like that song. It's very cutesy. It's very relationship. It's a cute song.
I'm going to go listen to that for you so I can, like, see what you're saying. There is one song where she had, like, Best You Ever Had or Best You Ever Had. That was kind of like a cute little love song, but it was still a turn-up song, too. But, like, yeah, that's the only reason why I prefer Doja, because I feel like she can give me turned-up music, and she can give me that sad girl that just went through a breakup and needs somebody, to listen. But that's all I have to
thanks,
say. I got to get back to my man now. But
all right. Have a good one. All right, bye. Okay, we got to take some more. All right, boom. You guys are calling in today. Okay, to the caller, let's stop saying that mixed people aren't black. It's ignorant and problematic. Thank you, Armand. Love your show. Thank you, Ty. Felicia Boston says, I'm biracial and I'm tired of people calling me black. Okay. We are members of both communities. We shouldn't have to feel we have to choose sides. Okay. Latino boy says, mixed people aren't black. They are mixed. That's why there's a term called biracial. YouTube, people don't consider a black YouTube mixed person YouTube. So why should we be considered them black? Okay. Minx and May said, child, there's a caller, 0990 in the comments, who says she super chatted you twice. Pick up her. She is losing it. So pick up sis next. Okay, got it. Oh, that's the one that that's the one who's was that the girl that we had y'all, it's really crazy today. Is that the one who hopefully her sound is right? Okay. 0990.
Hey, how you doing, Armand?
Oh, hey, boo, what's going on? Okay, so you got it working.
I didn't even know you had picked me up, bro. I didn't even get a chance. Next thing I knew, the phone hung up on me. I'm like, what in the world? I didn't even get paid.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what's going on?
Hey,
how are you?
I'm great. I only got 3 points to make, but I'm going to be quick because I wrote them down.
Okay,
the first point is big.
I said, no problem. Go ahead.
The first point is, when you said Doja doesn't really respect Megan, I'm not saying you lying, but that's confusing to me because Megan said herself that her and Doja text all the time. Like, Doja would send her weird videos all the time.
Mm.
And the second point is, if Doja was so loyal to Nicki, then why is she so pressed for a Cardi feature? And the third one is, the only... When people compare Doja to another female rapper, the only thing people can bring up is her versatility. But I don't know anybody on earth that says Doja has bars or talks about her lyricism. Like, could you imagine Doja trying to freestyle against Megan? It's almost like her fans know that she's not a good lyricist and she falls short in that category. And that's the topic that's most important to me, is like, okay, so she's versatile, but what about her ability to rap? What about her lyricism? Mm. What about her bars? Like, imagine if her and Megan got on Instagram Live to freestyle together. Who's going to win?
Well, Megan's going to win because Doja Cat doesn't freestyle. We've already proven
exactly.
Shown that.
So that's why it's confusing when somebody says Doja's a better rapper than Megan, or really anybody lyrically. She's barely better than Sweetie and Carisha, lyrically. And that's where the comparison between her and Nicki falls short, because she don't even compare to Nicki in that sense.
Well, go ahead and get it off. Listen, this is your time. I'm not here to go back. And listen, say what you got to say. I can't really confirm or not whether the text and the – because I know people text – I text people I don't like all the time, but it's part of the job.
Not me. I block people. I even block my own mama. But,
no.
That was the only thing I wanted to discuss. I was like, okay, if you think she's a better rapper, then why don't y'all never talk about her lyricism? Please give me a really good bar by Doja Cat that can go toe-to-toe with me. Just give me one. Just please.
Well,
or a good freestyle by Doja.
That doesn't exist. They can give you a good video by Doja Cat. They can give you a good, like, visual by her and a nice ballad and a nice hook. But they can't really tell you about a nice, like, rap verse or a nice, you know, they can give you the visuals and the artist. She's a great artist.
Yeah. I ain't going to lie. I do think Megan needs to work on her versatility, but I won't allow people to say Megan don't change her flow because she does
really
change her flow.
I don't even think it's versatility because it's not even really the versatility. I think it's Doja Cat's artistry in general. It's her creativity. It's her art.
Right.
Like she's an artist. She's not just
but for
like
me, when people,
one thing.
I agree with that. But for me, when people say Megan can't change the flow, I was like, yes, you can. You just don't know the difference between vocals and a flow. You don't. But back when I was younger, I don't even remember being a flow change, being that serious. Like, Jay-Z is the GOAT, and I don't think he's ever changed his flow. But nobody complained. So is this only a complaint when it's Megan and other female rappers? Or is that just something you use to give everybody else a leg up? Because I don't remember a flow change being that deep. That was the only point I wanted.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. But that was the only point I wanted to make. If Doja is such a better rapper than Megan or even Nicki, then where's the good bars? Where's the bars?
Mm. All right, boo. I got to keep it moving. We got more people on here. Thank you so much, but you done got the chat going. So we'll see. All right. Love you for calling in.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Felicia Boston says, Mexicans are half Spaniard and half Mexico. I don't see y'all telling them to stop speaking Spanish and call themselves Mexico. I can't. I don't know what that is. Thank you, Armand, for all the great content. I've been watching you for years, and you have me cracking up. You deserve your own daytime TV show because you are a lot more interesting than any of them. Thank you so much. Maybe nighttime. But listen, I'm going to take a couple more. Lord have mercy, where is my little $5 went? okay, come on. You guys are really sending me. Okay, 8822, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Child, what's tea?
Child, it's just a lot going on.
These callers got me cracking up, but you know, I'm just here listening and laughing. Let me just be quick because I know mad people are in the thing, so let me talk fast, real fast. So congrats to Rihanna on the pregnancy.
Uh-huh.
I'm happy for her. I think Rihanna deserves it. Rihanna deserves the pregnancy. I feel like she's been in the industry for a very long time. Very hardworking, and she always wanted a family. But I like how she, you know, she was able to make so many hits and then also build her own empire, you know, win so many awards and just, you know, take the key to her country and just, you know, like build an empire in fashion and then, like, you know, the makeup and clothing thing. So I'm really happy for her and, you know, whatever. But as a fan, I'm a little bit like, because I'm just like, I love, y'all know I like Nicki, but I love Rihanna too. So I'm just like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm happy for this baby, but I want an album. You know what I mean? Like, but I know we're probably going to get an album, so I'm just over it. You know, whenever she comes, I'm ready, because I don't know. Anyway, so move right along. Doja Cat ate the video up for Getting to a Year, but that's Doja Cat. Doja Cat always eats. I mean, she leaves no crumbs, never. And the whole rapping thing with Doja Cat, like, at the end of the day, like, just look at Doja Cat as an artist, because I feel like people want to always say, oh, she's not a rapper or whatever, but like, and people always say, oh, she don't have no rap verse. Again, her label and the industry likes the pop songs that she does. They push the pop records. If you listen to Ruse, she has songs on her Planet Her album, Alone and Love to Dream, which they're R&B records, but on the verses, those are real raps that she's rapping. So I feel like people like to talk, but they don't do their research. So it is what it is, because whatever y'all see that gets promoted is what y'all judge it off of. So whatever. But whatever. Do you have a problem? It's coming out. And I like what you said about Nicki tonight. You know, Armand, you know I like you, but you know me and you go back and forth about the Nicki thing. But I like how you kind of, you know, I don't think you were saying anything that was shady. I think, you know, you were speaking your mind. And I felt like you were speaking, you know, pretty nice about her. So I'll give you a sense for that. Do we have a problem? It's coming out on the 4th. So y'all make sure y'all stream that. I feel like Nicki's coming for blood. I love the whole acting thing that she's doing in this video, because I feel like, you know, the girls are always saying like, oh, the kiddie poo. So I feel like this whole acting thing, like she's doing the video with Corey Hardig and, you know, and all these people in the video is amazing. I feel like it's a different bag for her, and I feel like she's going to succeed in that. So I'm so happy for her. And I feel like this song, she's coming for blood. I feel like she's going to be taking shots, because a lot of these people, not only these girls, a lot of these people have been getting really disrespectful when it comes to Nicki. You know what I mean? I feel like people forget Nicki's impact. Call her arrogant, but her impact on all these girls that y'all see out here, you know, y'all don't understand who Onika Tani Minaj is. So I'm so happy that she's out, and she's going to, you know, she's going to come back with a fresh air and have a fresh sound, and she's doing her thing. Megan Thee Stallion, I feel like, I know you like Megan, and that's your girl, but you got to let Megan go. Not let her go, like, you know,
I like
she's not part of the industry no more. But let's be clear. Megan, everything about Megan recently has been a flop. Megan has not had a hit since WAP with Cardi in 2020. Everything else flopped. The Shenseea record flopped so hard. The Hands on My Knees, that was not really a big hit right there. Like, in the clubs, Megan banged.
Listen, Megan is not doing the numbers, right? But Megan Thee Stallion is doing the rapping. She's doing the like when I'm in the club or when I'm listening to music in my car, I'm not thinking about the numbers that this record has done. When we get up here and we start talking, this is when we start talking about the numbers. But when I'm listening to when I'm cleaning up, when I'm getting ready for the show, first of all, let's be very clear. Like, outside of music, Summer Walker. That's the only R&B really I'd be playing. I don't see Summer Walker on the Billboard Hot 100 nowhere. I don't see her getting number one Hot 100 records at all. But you can't tell me that Summer Walker is not that girl. You know, now, she might be different. I may have kind of reached too far. But I'm just saying, like, Megan Thee Stallion is doing the work. Like, the girl really be out here rapping, and she slides on these beats. Just because the people haven't really set and got in tune, it took me some time. I really wasn't into it. I literally, it just hit different. Like, when I went out to the bar, and it's like, I'm like, Megan Thee Stallion is really busting through these speakers right now. Like, it just, it did that for me. I listen to something for the hotties every day.
I understand that. Like, I get it. Like, when it comes to, like, the parties, like, Megan Bang, I'm not going to sit here and lie. Like, she understands that assignment when it comes to the party. But I feel like Megan is nothing but a pum-pum shorts, let's twerk, let's get on my knees. You know, I don't feel like, and I feel like even with the rapping thing, too, like, Megan can rap. Megan's talented. Because if you've been there since Tina Snow, like me, I know that. But let's be clear. Since she's gotten, like, since her head has stuck in it, like, you know, like, since her head has gotten into the industry, she's got very gimmicky. Megan's flow sounds the same. Everything sounds the same. And it's just like, and then we have people comparing her to people like Nicki and them. I'm just like, and it's not even just because I'm a boss, because I know people in the comments like, oh, y'all bars all sound the same. No. Like, even with, like, Kendrick and J. Cole, too, I always bring that up, even though I know that's not part of the topic, but it's the fact that you have so many of these mediocre artists that's out now. Yeah, they're thriving, but they're surviving in an era that's so mediocre. So anything that they do that fits the aesthetic, they tend to, you know, like, survive in it.
Oh, hold on, they're telling me that Summer had number ones. Okay, my bad. Sorry. Correction.
Summer Walker has so many hits, like, well, not so many hits, but she
but
has
I never
a lot
seen
of,
a Billboard number one, but go ahead.
No, yeah, she don't have no number one, but she has some Billboard songs. So it's not even just being a Nicki fan, like, pairing, like, Gunna and Future to, like, Kendrick and J. Cole. I'm just like, yeah, they're cool, but, well, Future's dope, but, like, Gunna and, like, Lil Durk, and I'm like, they're cool, but they're not on a Kendrick and J. Cole level. Like, Cardi and Megan, they do what they do, but they're not on a Nicki level either. They cannot rap like Nicki. Yeah, they might be thriving because they understand the aesthetic and the era, but besides accoutrements and aesthetics and visuals, what else do they have? Like, why would Megan even go on Shinsia's record and make a whole cheap WAP 2.0 video?
Yeah,
like,
she shouldn't have did that. She shouldn't have did that.
It's like she's not really elevated or progressing her career. And I know Megan's talented because Fever is there. Like, all these songs are there. Like, but it's just like when you look at her new stuff, it's flopping, but it's also the same flows over and over. So the whole Megan Thee Stallion thing, I can't really get into it. She could rap. But recently, the rap has not really been given what it's supposed to give, so I'm not really going to be here to really be bigging her up. But I understand that you like her because you like to have a good time, and you like the girls, you know, that make you turn. So I understand.
Yes,
I live for
Megan Thee Stallion.
I can't get the Megan Thee Stallion thing. I used to like her, but I just don't really. And I feel like, you know, you always say those are cats kind of a little catty and fake. Yeah. But Megan Thee Stallion is one of the fake people in the industry, too. She don't flip up on everybody. But then again, that's my piece. I mean, I don't know. I don't really know, but let me go because, you know, I know mad people are in the queue, but, you know, Nicki's coming on the Forbes, so y'all make sure y'all get y'all cards and stop swiping and stop buying because my sister's coming for blood. So, you know, yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Come on.
All right. 5385. 5385. Let's go, Eva, because, girl, you're going to be the last one because there's too many people here.
My God. If I hear another comparison of Nicki Minaj with Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole, I'm going to vomit. Let me tell you one thing. Ask yourself, since you always want to make that comparison, the last caller, why Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole haven't worked with Nicki Minaj? Because they don't see her as a real lyricist. Ask yourself why Kendrick is dropping the same day as Nicki Minaj and Lil Baby. Because they don't see it for her. Y'all got to stop trying other rap girls and try to make it seem like Nicki's the only girl, because the only reason, and I don't even like Megan, but let's be very clear, the only reason Megan has been giving you these all right tracks is because she's trying to get out of a deal. Songs that she has not put out, she's worked on, that I know some of, that she's going to put until she actually gets out of this deal, which is coming very soon. I don't even like Meg, but I know exactly what she's doing. Why would you want to have somebody that you don't like 1501?
Get all your hit records. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. People, be smart when it comes to this industry. And y'all sit here, like, I seen a couple of people on Twitter because Nicki Minaj was laughing at the Meek Mill post a second ago, talking about ha, 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 because of him complaining about Atlantic Records. But let's be very clear. Republic Records has the same the same situation with their artists and not owning their masters. But anyways, back to the girls. I'm also tired of hearing this whole race. Every time you talk about anything rap, the first thing they bring up is all these races. They want to talk about, oh, who's black, who's white, who's Latino. Well, you need to educate yourself, because in hip-hop, it was created by African-Americans, Latino-Americans, and Caribbean-Americans in the Bronx. So get over it. Hip-hop, it can be for anybody who actually could spit a bar or wants to do anything in that genre. Now, I don't know if you talked about Doja Cat, because I'm not going to lie, I got in here when I started hearing all these people talking about that. But I do want to say another thing. I was sent a couple of videos about that lady's interviews, and I'm just confused as to why she's prepping the bar to basically say that Little Baby washed her. Like, I'm really curious why she keeps doing these interviews and saying, even in the live, she said that I was sent. She said, yeah, I just want the Barbs to know Little Baby did his thing, you know, like, he did his thing. It's like she's prepping them because Little Baby washed her. Giving. And another interview I was saying where she's like, oh, I don't really, you know, when I was going through a situation and I had my child, oh, you know, now I feel like I don't have to this, I don't have to that. At first I felt like I had to compete. I felt like I had to compete. It's like you're setting up because you're not sure if you can do the numbers. This is why you worked with somebody like you. This is why you made up with Quality Control, who you were bashing for the past 3 years, talking about they were all against you. And you worked with Little Baby because you know that he owns streaming right now. Now streaming that she co-signed to make it happen, because Pure Self is not going to equate to streams, that is more than streams now. So, Miss Mamas, you were fighting for streaming, and now you can't keep up with the streaming. So all these interviews are giving me changed woman, but I don't think she means it. I think she's trying to play the game because she knows she's not the it girl anymore. As Meg would say, the it girl. So,
but
I
who
mean,
is the it girl right now? Is there really an it girl right now?
They're all, it's up for grabs. But I'm letting you know now, why would you put out a tester song, this song, which was, and I told you all the information. I said, this is going to be a power. All the people from Power are going to be in this video. Did I not tell you all that? That on the Tonight Show, who is she doing this week? I think it's tomorrow, the 3rd. She's going to have Tommy from Power introduce her. Trust me, I know exactly what's going to happen. Oh, from a long-awaited wait, Miss Nicki Minaj. I already know what's going to happen. Why? Because I was aware of it. I might have been on set for it, put it that way. But just so you know, this is a test run song. Why? Because she doesn't know if her numbers are going to do as well as she thinks they're supposed to do. She's scared. It's no shade. All the girls are scared. But she's not. This is not a lead single. This song is not even going to be on the album. Her second single with Little Baby is going to be on the album, which basically she's going to give you the song, and then it's going to be like very old, an interlude of the other song as an outro. Remember, I said that.
Okay.
So, you know. All I will say, though, is Doja Cat's a pop star. I don't care what nobody says. Miss Mamas, and let me tell you how Doja Cat is working and how her team is working, which is very smart, because I sat here and I talked to somebody about this. There's a reason that she puts herself in an R&B, like her music is under R&B and pop, is because so she can get more radio play. Let's be very clear. That way they don't just isolate her in hip-hop. So she could be played in the alternative radio stations. She could be played in the pop stations. She could be played in the R&B stations. The team is smart, but that's cheating because her pure selves ain't doing it as well. Let's be very clear.
Okay. Well, thank you,
that's
Eva, with the tea.
Oh.
That's Eva. Oh, what happened?
And I hope y'all ready. Something is coming.
Okay.
I'll say that. It's coming.
Wow.
Be ready. Barty gang, be ready.
Right. Well, could that be the Kanye Cardi? I'm just excited for 2020. All right. Nicki is one of the greats. But y'all basic mind, if y'all think I want to listen to one woman only, I need variety. Give me all the girls. China Aaliyah says, I don't know why people don't get what you are saying about Meg. Each artist serves a different vibe, i.e. most people don't wear the same shoes to every event, okay? All right, 1594, you girls are getting into some things. 1594, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Armand. Oh, my God.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. So I just had the super chat and come and, because Eva was getting into a lot of things. And usually Eva comes with the tea and she comes with the facts. But, like, I think she got it kind of wrong this time around.
Okay.
Because, like, I understand she doesn't live for Miss Nikki, apparently, but, like, she seems to keep up with her. And, like, it's just kind of – it's kind of weird. Like, Nikki, it's pretty obvious why she's putting out the song. Obviously, she's not a big streamer, but let's not act like her pure sales doesn't wash everyone's except for Cardi's because, you know, she can move units too. So it's like, what's the purpose? But, like, of course you want to team up with the Little Baby because that is a big feature. That's a big look. And Kendrick didn't work with Nikki, and he said on Twitter, and you could search this up, this is public record, that Nikki would
Hold on. Sorry, did I say 2020? 2022! Come on, guys, I'm tired. Go ahead. Sorry, Bill.
But it's okay. But, yes, like, I think people really underestimate Nikki, and I understand people let their personal views of her get in the way of her artistically. Artistically, none of the girls are seeing her. Doja is a singer. Megan, she raps. Sorry, she raps, but, you know, it doesn't give the same thing as when Nikki comes out. Nikki can get on stage and command an audience with just her voice. She doesn't have to dance. She doesn't have to do et cetera, all the extra stuff. So I think people really just are bashing Nikki because they may not like her personally, and that's your own opinion. I'm a Barb, but I'm not going to sit here and say Nikki's 100% right. The Queen of Rap slot, that I don't think that's an open slot, honestly. If you're going by charts, then Doja's eating up all the girls. Doja has about 5 or 6 songs in the top 40 alone. So if you're going by charts, it's that. If you're going by just off of impact, it's either Nikki or Cardi. Megan, she does what she does for her audience, which is not mainstream audience because all her songs are flopping. She got her number one because of Beyonce, and she got her Grammys because of Beyonce also and Cardi. Without a big feature, Meg is just flopping on the charts. So that's just all I had to say.
Well, thank you for getting into some things, boo. We'll see Friday.
Thank you.
I think the crown for the Queen of Rap is up for grabs in the year of 2022. I think that by the end of this year, we'll be able to crown the queen.
Female rap is going to be eating this year because I know Cardi's coming. That second album, I cannot wait to hear it.
It's up for grabs. It's up for grabs. I'm here for Nicki Minaj number 5. I'm here for Cardi B's. I'm here for Cardi B's lead single. I'm here for Cardi.
Oh, yes.
I'm here for this Cardi B Kanye. I'm here for female rap. Period. So, and you know, honestly, we talk about all female rap, but really, we're here for the Cardi B project and the Nicki Minaj project because that's really the battle for the crown. So, you know, we're here to see what it's giving.
Yes.
That's what it's giving. All right. And they both coming this year. They're both coming for a fact this year. Nicki Minaj says she's coming this year. Cardi B says she's coming this year. So I'm ready for it.
Who do you think
is going to
sell more? Who do you think is going to sell more?
I think Cardi B's going to sell more because she's already got whopping up. Yeah, I think Cardi B's going to sell more.
Very true. But have a good night, Armand.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
But it's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be some tea. It's going to be some tea. It's going to be some tea. I'm ready. But I think Cardi B is going to sell more records than Nicki Minaj. But I think that Nicki Minaj's album is going to do well. That's going to be some tea, though. So, all right, guys, we're going to wrap it right there.